If there's been one constant in education through the decades, it is the report card. And along with it, the fear that you feel before you open that letter or an email to see this semester's grades. But some educators have started to question whether the traditional A through F grading system makes sense for today's students. Here to discuss why is stateside education commentator and Hall of Fame teacher Matinga Ragatz with us via Skype. Matinga, make the case for us. Why should teachers and schools move away from an A through F grading system? Why doesn't this make sense anymore?
Well, for one, standardized letter grades date back to like the 19th century. And here in Michigan, we are asking ourselves whether letter grades are effective tools to talk about how students are learning. Do they actually paint the whole picture? Are we ignoring some outliers by just focusing on those five letters? So in America, you know, there are many innovative people that have founded, you know, the wealthiest companies in our country. And some of these people have dropped out of formal academic programs. So it's making us think.
I want us to hear from a teacher that you spoke with who is actually moving away from using grades in their classroom. This is Grayson McKinney, a fourth grade teacher in Troy.
A B plus is not that different from an A minus. And the thing that determines the difference might have been something that a teacher gave as, you know, extra credit, or bring in a box of Kleenex and you'll get 20 more points. You're muddying the waters when you include learning behaviors and then also looking at, you know, the content knowledge and their mastery of the skills.
So, Matinga, let's dig into that a little bit. What does Grayson mean when he says that traditional A through F report card is muddying the waters? What information do you get if you ditch the traditional report card?
In that particular example that he gave, in such a good example, it just shows you how little a letter grade tells you about how the student achieved that knowledge. But in the non-traditional, these new ways, we're trying to include more of the learning experience rather than just a moment in time in that student's learning experience.
Let's talk about how a new model of grading could actually work. This is an example from your conversation with fourth grade teacher Zach Rondo, who also teaches in Troy.
We created like a hands-on assessment where we sit down with the kids and say, take your these wires, these batteries, these light bulbs, and build me a circuit that you can turn on this light bulb with the switch. And through that process, you can actually see the kids learning and you can hear them talk through it.
So what does a student and teacher get out of this hands-on assessment like that one that you couldn't get from a pencil and paper test?
Well, for one, it's not just a teacher telling you what to think. It's a teacher training you to think differently so that you can become more of a self-directed learner in the future. As teachers, we really are forced not only to create environments that are more of a mastery learning or a competency learning and learning environment, but also we have to create a way to assess this new way of teaching.
I want to look at selling this to parents. For those of us who grew up, and that's everybody, getting that report card at the end of every semester and you look to see whether you got an A or a B or whatever, that A through F system seems easier to understand than a model where you're grading individual skills. So how do you help, especially parents, understand where their student stands with a skills-based evaluation?
Well, parents value the letter grades because we as experts have basically made them value the letter grades. And so for us, that, you know, that letter grade was what was important. So in order to onboard parents today, what we need to do is create schools or academic learning programs. They're more of a spectator sport. So that, you know, we have to teach in ways where teachers and students can publicly demonstrate what goes on in the classroom. So learning showcases, for example, where students can share their experiential knowledge in really unscripted ways, for example, will give parents a chance to see their children being brilliant. Because when you see your child being brilliant, you don't really care how they got them to think and speak that way.
And those teachers you spoke with are really doing a good example of that, aren't they?
They are. You know, Zach, he is now the Oakland County Elementary School Teacher of the Year, and I'm so excited about that. Both of them, they are assessing students differently in the way that they are actually making their fourth and fifth graders host these podcasts where the kids get to reflect on what they're learning and sharing that knowledge with the world. It's so important for now for teachers to share with the community and create a different narrative of what goes on in our classroom so that they can understand the way that we are assessing. So no, it's not about getting rid of the letter grade. it is about, you know, creating a system that aligns better with the modern teaching and learning values. Does that make sense?
It does. But I have to ask you this. There are kids who have traditionally not done so well, haven't thrived in that kind of test-based environment, who might do better in a mastery-based model. But what about kids who are succeeding with the current model? Are we training, favoring one kind of learner over another?
That is a really interesting question, because at the beginning, when you first introduced this mastery-based, standard-based grading and assessment system, a lot of the kids who are traditionally A students, they are very uncomfortable with that because you've removed that formula, right? But because they are such good rule followers, they quickly adapt and they become successful in this system too. And what you're doing is, you know, creating a different type of learner. So they're not just following the rules now, they are actually analyzing and evaluating these rules or these particular concepts that you're putting in front of them, making them even more successful in college. So it's just making the playing field a little bit more even so that the kids are not necessarily victims of their biography. All the thinking happens in school, the assessments happen in school, and they have feedback from their parents, feedback from the community, feedback from their peers, and feedback from their teachers.
The merits of moving away from that traditional A through F grading system. We've been talking with Michigan Radio's education commentator, Hall of Fame teacher, Matinga Ragatz. As always, Matinga, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.